joined the National Coal Board straight from school as an apprentice surveyor. And I went on to a degree course almost straight away. And the way it worked in those days, you did 6 weeks at university and then the rest of the time back at the pit that you've been assigned to.
Right.
And that's basically how it ran. So there were large periods of time when you weren't there, and when you came back, you know, things had changed a little bit, really. You couldn't really get engrossed in any work of your own because you knew you were going to be taken off it, you know, to go back to uni.
So were you just based at the one pit at this point?
I was, but several of the people who I was with, they tended to move around from one pit to another. But I stayed at the same one from 1972 until 1986.
Okay, so from speaking to colleagues, did you get the sense that there was a unified experience from pit to pit for workers? Or was there a difference, you know, things such as like standards or morale and that kind of thing?
There was certainly a difference. It depended which pit you worked at. Some pits were like, it were like a big family. And other pits, it were like a large dysfunctional family. And the thing that seemed to be common was the number of people who worked at that pit. For example, North Gobel was a very small pit, really. It got about 500 or 600 workers. Grimthorpe, and it were great. Everybody got on fine at North Gobel. At Grimthorpe, it was there were about 2,000 worked there. And absolutely atrocious atmosphere. You know, you wouldn't want to be there, really. So it wasn't the same throughout. North Gobel, people there tended to want to get on with it.
Yeah.
Grimthorpe, they'd want to do the opposite. They'd rather down tools and walk away for 6 months rather than sort of get on with it. So,
right,
you know, they just weren't bothered at all.
What was your involvement during the strikes, the industrial actions of 1972 and 1974?
Well, like I said, being a surveyor, I was on the local management side, and being at North Gobel Colliery, the miners there knew that if they went on strike and the water wasn't pumped, they wouldn't have any jobs to go back to.
Right, yeah.
So they were very happy for us to go in and operate the pumps and basically keep the mine open, whilst they were outside sort of picketing. At Grimthorpe, for example, it was the exact opposite. They wouldn't let the management go in because there was no need, you know. They wanted to close it down entirely. So that was my involvement in the... and that occurred in both strikes as well. So not a problem, really, for me.
Speaking to other people who were striking, what did you find their motives were?
Well, it wasn't the individuals who got motives for striking. They were pressurised by the powerful National Union of Mine Workers, such that if anyone dared to go in. I'd got two family members who worked for the mining industry, and that was my father and one of my brothers, and they were on the opposite side to me. They were management.
Yeah.
They didn't want to strike, but they felt they'd got no choice. You know, if they went into work, or if they even voted against striking, you know, they'd be ostracised by, you know, the friends and neighbours. So it was... I think they were just intimidated into striking. Yeah. I don't think, apart from the militant types, I don't think many would have actually gone in to for striking, given a choice, really.
Right, I see. So despite not directly participating, the strike will still have had a massive effect on you personally.
Yes, certainly. Oh, yeah. I mean, apart from family being on strike, I always seem to be in a position where I've had to support them.
Yeah.
You know, financially, because I was getting paid, and you know, you've got to help people out, really. And even then, when you've got one wage, which is being shared three ways, yeah, you know, it's not brilliant, really. So, I was affected personally, and unfortunately, both my father and my brother worked at a mine which wasn't a wet mine,
yeah,
and they couldn't understand management going in.
Right. Yeah.
So, although I was helping them out financially, I still felt I was a bit despised for being in management.
Right, I see. Mean, yeah.
That was the job I was doing, so I couldn't help it, really, you know.
During the industrial action, what did you feel of the general mood within the mining industry at the time?
They needed the pay rise. None of them really wanted to go on strike, but there were no other choice, really. There was no other way of, you know, making their case. So it was like sort of reluctant striking, really. And at the pit I worked at, it wasn't a good mood, but fortunately the 72 and 74 strikes didn't last all that long.
Yeah.
Quite quickly.
Did you notice any attitude towards miners from outside the industry, for example, like the government or the rest of the population at the time?
Yeah, government, especially the Tory government of Ted Heath, absolutely hated the miners and tried to make out that, you know, they were looking to have a job in the first place. But what the miners discovered was, if they could get the approval of the rest of the population, then they're on a winner and the government will be on a loser.
Hmm.
And that is largely how they got rid of Ted Heath's government. So if they'd have been striking for no reason, you know, population wouldn't have any sort of sympathy for them. But everybody could see that, you know, something needed to be done.
Yeah.
And Heath got it wrong and the miners got it right. So that's how it... That's the attitude it came to.